Let's see. It says it's recording. Okay, so today's October 17th, 2009. And the lesson we're going to do is lesson number 44 called Lengthening of the Arms and the Shoulder Blades. So go ahead and lie on your back. And how you begin with a lesson is to first of all notice how you're lying on your back today. So start with noticing how your head is resting on the floor and what part of your head actually makes contact with the floor. And then notice the curve or the arch in your neck. And a good way to understand that is if you start to pay attention to your chin. So is your chin kind of tilted back so that there's a big gap from your chin to your chest? Or some of you might feel as if your chin is pulled in down towards your chest. So just notice. If you're not sure, go ahead and you can do a small movement of, think of drawing your chin down to your chest, and you'll notice how you will change contact with the back of the head. And then move the chin away from the chest. So you could even move it more than it was. And just do that movement just a couple of times. And see if you have a favoritism of moving the chin away from the chest or towards the chest. So there's no lifting, you're just gently moving it away and moving it towards a small, small movement. And then find your happy spot, where you started. Where is that place that you tend to rest in between those two zones? And then that'll give you information as to, do you have the chin a little bit away or is it a little bit more pulled in? So you know now. And now begin to roll your head very slowly and gently, a little bit to the right, come back to the center, and then to the left, and only roll your head to where it's comfortable. And now, this is a little bit trickier to pay attention to, but notice if you're truly rolling your head or sliding the back of the head. So a sliding movement would mean that your right ear would, the inner part of your right ear would come down towards your shoulder more. So you're actually tilting the head more versus rolling. So if you're not sure, bring your head back to center. So your nose is up towards the ceiling. And now think of the back of the head sliding to the right so that your right ear might touch your right shoulder. But your nose never changes direction with the ceiling. So there's no rolling. That's it. You tilt. That's it, Nikki. So if your nose starts to roll, you need to stop because you need to just slide the back of the head. That's it. So you feel, this is called tilting. And these are all really important for us. So here, let's see. Yeah. I want you to do more like this.
Oh, slide it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so slide. Because in a way, if it makes sense to you, you do the sliding movement to hold the phone. You don't really roll the head.
If one side is a lot more painful than the other,
just do a little.
Okay, because the side that I've had to probably
just do, just, but try not to roll it. You're still rolling it.
Well, I can't slide it.
I'll show you how to slide. Can't is a word that does not exist in Feldenkrais. That's okay. So, let me do it. Just let go. There.
Well, just that much.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going way
well,
over.
Yeah, because look, this is your habit, is that way. And because there's C2, C1, C2 is kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do it here. So this is a really important movement for you, is sliding versus rolling.
Rolling was easier.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you guys all have those, the clarity of sliding versus rolling. And then often what we do, because you can pause and rest right now with the movement, is a combination of these that you'll see as we go into the lesson. So now notice how your shoulders are resting on the floor. And you might feel as if one shoulder rests more comfortably on the floor than the other. One shoulder might feel higher up towards your ear than the other, or lower. And again, without changing them or moving them, it's through observation, you just notice. So you can kind of take a little measurement in your head, measuring the bottom of each earlobe to the top of the shoulder, and then you'll go, oh, one side feels shorter. And then notice how the upper mid-back is resting on the floor as you travel down from the shoulder girdle area and then travel down to the lower back. And again, without sliding your hand back there, reaching or anything like that, just sense how much space is in the lower back. Does it feel like a half an inch, or does it feel like an inch and a half? And then now notice how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And you may notice one side feels heavier or in more contact than the other side. And one leg might feel longer than the other. And again, you're just noticing for yourself these differences. And this is part of, the greatest part of this method is becoming aware. And until you become aware of yourself at this level, you can't make any changes because you don't know what you're doing. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, and then the last thing is to just notice how you're breathing. And what's really important about your breath is not to make anything happen, but just to notice the inhalation and your exhalation. And that you do want to have the inhalation and exhalation happening for you on a regular basis. So what I mean by that is, as soon as you start doing a movement that maybe feels too difficult or painful, you will stop your breathing. It's the first thing to go. So it's a place for you to kind of keep a background of awareness, because you can tune into, oh, I stopped breathing, I'm holding my breath. It means that you're trying too hard or you've gone too far. And at that moment, just back up. Just stop, pause. And it means the next time you try the movement, go a little bit easier, a little bit slower. Okay? So your breathing gives you a lot of information. Okay, so go ahead and bend your knees. Bring your feet up to standing. And the first movement that we're going to do is actually with your pelvis. So with your feet standing, make sure your feet are, I'm going to say, right underneath your hips. So you don't want them glued together and you don't want them too far apart, but right under your hips. That's it. And begin to do a movement of starting to tilt your pelvis, so that you actually flatten your lower back, and then you tilt the other direction thinking of, if you all know where your pubic bone is, you want to push your pubic bone out and forward to arch your lower back. So everybody knows how to do the flattening part. Everybody knows that. But the other direction, which is actually the most important direction, is not very familiar. So think of pushing your belly out and think of your pubic bone tilting down towards your feet and away from you so that you create a very big arch. That's it. Even more. In your lower back. Even more. That's it. Good. And what I'd like you to notice from this movement that you're doing is how your entire spine, all the way up to your head, is moving. So let's flatten. There you go. Excellent. And then let's go the other way. Think of that pubic bone coming down. Beautiful. So notice how as the pubic bone arches forward, it's like your whole head is pulled down, the chin is pulled down into your chest. And then when you press the lower back into the floor, that's it. And that's enough. I don't want you to lift. Just want you to think of your head grows taller. There. Excellent. That's good. That's enough. And then come this way. There. See how you're doing, David? Okay. Let this pubic bone come forward. More. Push that belly out. More. More. Let this part come forward. Think of forward. That's it. Even more. There. Big arch. And then you can flatten. Go this way. That's it. And then let's go the other way. Really. That's it. Better, 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 better. Good. Good. Okay. And that's a key movement that we're going to come back to. Now keep your right leg up and go ahead and lengthen the left leg. Good. And now with your right leg, you're going to begin to do a movement of pushing the right foot into the floor, and you're going to actually roll your pelvis to the left. Now, one thing with this is that your right knee must stay pointed towards the ceiling. So you push with the right foot and you roll, that's it, the pelvis, but the knee stays towards the ceiling. And then you come back to the starting place. So it's a rolling movement. There's no lifting. You do feel the right side of the pelvis lifts, but it's because really you're rolling. And then you return back to your starting position. And what you're doing here is you're actually learning to differentiate your pelvis and your trunk from your hip joint. You're using the right leg to roll around the right hip joint. It's another way of putting it. That's it. See if you can let a little bit more of this come. Oh, let this go. Oh, you do a lot of work there. That's it. And then go back slowly. And as I said in the beginning, you just repeat the movement at your own pace. Observing your breath and your breathing, because I like to come around and make sure that everyone is understanding the movement. That's good. See if you can let a little bit of, yeah. And now I'd like you to go back slower. Slow. There. That's really nice, Nikki. You really understand that movement. Good. So you're doing, feel how this is moving? So go back. Okay, so we're not going to move this, but we're going to move this. So just think of lifting and rolling. And it's as if you might eventually roll onto your left side. So kind of in your imagination and your thinking, It's like, boy, if I could keep on going, I might end up on the left side. It's just a thought. And eventually we will get there. Feel the difference? Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, and now just pause for a moment. Go ahead and straighten your right leg. And notice already how you feel in your right hip joint, your right leg, how something's already changed. There's a different sensation happening now already with the right hip, the right side of the lower back. Bend your right knee again, bring your right foot to standing. And now you're going to bring your arms over your head. And you're going to get a hold of your right wrist, sorry, the left wrist, excuse me, with your right hand. Okay? So the right hand gets the, that's it. And now you're going to start to pull your left wrist over to the right. So you're going to use the right hand, and you want to keep them as much as possible above your head. So you're going to pull the left wrist to the right. Okay? That's it. So the elbows can bend. You just gently pull a little bit and then come back. Feel what's happening with the left side of the armpit, the left side of your ribs. So you just pull a little bit and then go back to the starting position. And the other place I'd like you to pay attention to as you're doing this is your jaw. So notice if there's any tension or if you start to clench at all in your jaw. And I'll remind you throughout the lesson because there's a lot of connection between the jaw and neck pain and shoulder. That's it. Now, as you continue to pull on the left wrist, begin to push the right foot into the floor and roll to the left. As I said earlier, imagine that you might roll on to your left side. And if you were to do so, you'd be lying on your left arm. So you're going to roll over onto the left side. And come back.
That's it. And just think, how could you come over and over?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought we were pulling to the right still.
Well, you are at the same time. It's hard to imagine, but if you pull enough to the right, you roll. There. So keep pulling on your left arm so that the armpit, that's it, David, starts to present itself, and you actually roll your head on top of your left arm, but you always keep that right knee up, and then you roll back. So your head's going to start to roll onto your left arm as you're pulling your left arm to the right.
Go ahead, push the foot. There you go. So this can, that's it. You can just gently, there you go.
Come all the way over.
Yep, and let your head rest on the arm. There you go, so no lifting with your head. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, and then, this is going to help this area. Now go back gently. I've got you. That's it.
Okay.
And if you need a pause with your arms, you can pause and lower them and then come back to the movement. So this is a real important part of the lesson. So we're just going to take our time here. Beautiful. Beautiful. And just feel how your head rolls on top of the arm. Excellent. No lifting. There you go. Excellent. Okay, so relax your chin. See if this beautiful head of yours can come on top of your arm. All that pretty hair. There you go. Okay, so let me hold here. That's it. Go. There.
gonna do it again. Pull with the arm first, push with the leg. I'm gonna pull over this way. That's it. Just let your head rest on that arm. That's it, let this relax a little. There you go. You can bend it, remember? There. I gotta take care of the birthday girl a lot today. That's it now. Let's back up. So let's see if you can keep your head neutral without turning it that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I want your head to come on top of your arm. There. There. Okay, relax this all in here. There. Let that go. Okay, let this be heavy. Trust that it can be on the arm, and then we'll slowly go back.
Can actually turn your head.
There you go, yeah.
I didn't know you could turn it. I was trying to keep it straight.
Yeah, there you go. And now, but no lifting. Roll it on top of it. Okay, that's it. That's it. Very nice. Okay, and then slowly go back. Good. Okay, everybody pause and rest on your back. Just let your arms come down by your side, lengthen your legs, and just rest. And as most of you did, you lowered your arms slowly, which is real important. It is an unusual position to have the arms above your head, so please do go really slow with that. Okay, and bend your right knee again. Bring it up to standing and bring the arms in the same position. So you're getting a hold of the left wrist above you. And allow the elbows to bend so that you're just pulling the left hand and elbow, that's it, over to the right. And just go back and forth a couple times. So with the elbows bent. Now just, that's so much easier now, isn't it? Like, you guys could hardly do that in the beginning. Ah, that's it. See, it's slide. That's it. Okay, so as you continue to do that now with the elbow bent, right? So your left elbow kind of snuggles in really close to the side of your head, right? The left side. As you do that, push your right foot into the floor and roll onto your left side so that you're completely lying on your left side and your head is right now resting on the left arm, the elbows bent. Perfect. Okay, great. Now staying here, so we're gonna move from this place. So this is kind of our new neutral. Allow your head to roll forward in front of the arm so that you come forward onto the floor. So let your head roll forward and bring it onto the floor and then roll it back up onto the arm. Just figure out how to do that. Watch your jaw, if you're tensing your jaw. That's it, roll your head forward and back. Use your leg too, you can press more with your leg. You kind of come onto your chest. That's it. Okay, so now continue that so your head stays on the floor. I know it's a funny position, and it's kind of like the elbows behind the head, right? And you want to use now the right hand, you're going to start to lift the elbow just the tiniest amount, that's it, from the floor. So your face is resting on the floor, and then you're just going to lift the left elbow up and down. This is like a huge differentiation between the neck and the shoulder blades. It's very small movement. Go slow, and whenever you need to rest, you come back on your back and rest. Beautiful. And just do even less than that. Doesn't have to be that big. There you go. Good. I want your head more forward so it's off this. There, if you can.
See, that hurts where I had the bulging just because I lost all sensation of my arm.
So go. Okay, and just very gently, we're going to... There. Not, you work too hard. Less than that. Smaller. There. That's the level. You're great. So yeah, just, I know, it's like, what a distinction for you here. There. Like, what is she asking me to do? There you go. Okay, that's it, Carolyn. So you're over here? No, you're good.
You're not going all the way.
You can't, I mean, just relax. Just make sure your head is off there. Now bring your foot to standing. Always keep that right leg standing. That's what'll keep you... That keeps your balance. You always keep the right leg standing because that's your balance. Let's just see if we can... Nope, no head.
Oh, we're lifting. Okay.
Just, yeah, hold this.
Lifting this off there.
So keep... Yep, but your head's not... Okay. There you go. There. Slowly. That's it. There. I know it's quite strange. When you get ready, David, and get back there, I'll help you. Excellent, Susan. It's Susan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me come under here. Let's see if we can do less work here and more right up there. Just, yeah, that's too much because then you're lifting the whole head.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just feel this in the shoulder girdle.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just do it for you. Yeah, that's what I want you to feel. Okay, so excellent, David. Let's see. But I want you to lift, just let your head rest. Feel what that's it, feel what I do. In here, good. Okay, everybody come back onto your back. Slowly bring your arms down, rest on your back, legs long. Just take a moment to And you'll notice if you're taking in larger breaths, that's an indication that there might have been a moment that you were holding your breath over there on the side because I'm asking you to do something real unusual. Okay, now just keeping your legs long, go ahead and bring your arms above you. Get a hold of, once again, the left wrist with the right hand. Let the elbows be bent and start to slide the hands, right? You're going to pull on that left wrist. And it should really feel like, notice how loose it is now in what I'm going to call the shoulder girdle. Yeah? Something happening there that wasn't happening before? Good. Great, great, great. Good. Okay. Let that go and rest your arms by your side. And if you'd like, you can very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and right and notice the rolling. And after you've observed your rolling, you can also do the tilting. Remember, that's where the nose stays orientated towards the ceiling, and you slide the back of the head. And just notice, has something again changed just from what we've done? Good, and then just kind of come back to the center and notice how you're resting. And now let's have you bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, and we'll just start with the first movement of pushing your foot into the floor, rolling your pelvis to the right. So just feeling how you do it on this side. Feel how the ribs follow the movement of the pelvis. That's it. Except I want you to do less with your head. So see if you can think of, it's Allison, right? See if you can think of your head being the very last thing that moves, because your tendency is to move it first.
Well, I've got a lot of pain right now. Right in through here doing that.
Okay, so just hang out with me. It'll go away.
No, this is an ongoing condition. It's from
Just go slow.
I just know that.
Just go slow, yeah. But part of the issue for you is that, just watching you, is that you always want to move your head first instead of feel what happens here and here and let that be in charge and just let your head follow. Yeah, just
trust. I've just got so much pain going down my left arm.
Yeah, just trust me. That's it. Now, come back to the center and bring your arms above you. And this time you're going to have the left hand get a hold of the right. So you make a fist with the right hand. And you're going to start pulling on the right hand, the right wrist. Elbows can be bent and you slide them over to the left, right? You're pulling to the left. Yeah, let me see if I can I just want to slow you down. Okay, slow. So nothing's hurting in the neck, just up on this side, the shoulder.
It's just because of the disc, it lays on the nerve and brings the pain.
So let's just go real slow.
Down there.
Okay, so again, let's just see if we can just let this go. Slow.
Am I supposed to be tilting my head with this?
Yeah, just let it follow. Slow. Slow. And let's see if you can just let your chin come up. There you go, just a little bit. There. Okay, and now see if you can begin to put these two movements together of pushing the left foot into the floor as you're pulling on the right wrist, right? So we started to roll as if you're going to roll on your left side, right side. Come back, go slow, good. And then there.
Real tight in there.
Yeah, let it. And you can, no, you don't have to. You're doing beautiful. And remember that eventually you roll your head on top of now the right arm. The whole armpit is resting on the floor. You just go over onto that right side and then come back. Beautiful, Susan. Very nice job. Very nice, Sherry. That's it. And once you come over onto the right side, everybody's now able to get over there. Is you bring your head now in front, right? And you're using that left leg to balance you. So you want your head off of the right arm now. So you're kind of on your forehead and kind of a funny place resting your head. And now in this position, you're going to lift very gently your right elbow. And it's a small movement. Just enough, if you could imagine, if you were going to slide a little piece of paper under your elbow to get it under there. And nothing's happening. Beautiful, Julie. Nothing's happening with the head. And I have to tell you, it's actually a pretty complicated movement that I'm asking you to do. So this is by no means a beginner movement. But you guys are doing a beautiful, that's it, Susan. Beautiful job. Just do it smaller, smaller, good. And that looks like enough, and go ahead and roll onto your back and rest. That's it. Bring your arms down by your side. So with your legs straight now, resting, go ahead and bring your arms above your head. Get a hold of the left wrist again, elbows bent. and start to pull the left arm to the right and just feel what that's like now. And maybe go back and forth, just slide them a little bit left and right. And notice the movement is now coming from the shoulder girdle area. Your head and your neck is just sitting. You don't have to change arms. You can still hold. No, you're holding the left. Yeah, the left. Yeah, the one we just did. So you should be holding your left wrist or your right wrist. Yeah, right wrist. Yeah. It actually doesn't matter. So just feel like you're sliding the whole shoulder girdle and your head and your neck is just kind of floating in between. Very nice. Okay, slowly bring your arms down and rest them by your side. If you feel like you want to roll your head a little bit, you can, or you want to tilt it. But again, go real gentle with the movement. Go slow. Good. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you to actually roll over onto your stomach, and I'd like you to place your forehead, it's a little funny with your nose, but your forehead and your nose straight down on the floor, and you're going to bring your arms above you so that once again you're going to get a hold of your right wrist with your left hand. Okay, so you can make a fist if you want with the right hand. And you're going to start to have the elbows wide, and with your left hand, you're going to pull your right wrist over to the left. So it's the same movement you just did on your back, but you're on your stomach, and it will feel quite different. That's it. So what you feel is as if your left elbow starts to come down your left side, and then again, you come back to the starting position. There's no moving of your head. That's it. This is all about the shoulder girdle, which is the area that I think most of you are coming to realize has quite a bit of holding going on and tension. That's it. So you're just going over, pulling the right wrist over to the left and coming back. Beautiful. Okay, and come back to the center and just pause for a moment so you can change over the arms. So that means that your right hand will grab your left wrist, and you're going to start to pull the left hand over to the right. Your right elbow will start to slide down your right side. And it's really not important how far you go. What's most important is the quality of the movement, that you're going slow and it feels fairly effortless for you. So whatever that range is fine for you. Good. Okay, and let that go and slowly roll over onto your back. Once you're on your back, bring your arms down to rest by your side. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting, we'll say like Indian style or your legs crossed. I think they took out Indian style in schools, I think you're supposed to say, right? Crisscross, I think it was applesauce. So whichever leg is most comfortable, and then bring your arms above your head. Your right hand is going to get a hold of the left wrist, and we're going to start to pull that left hand behind you over to the right. And imagine that you could, but you're not tilting your whole body, so out, go a little smaller out. Yeah, there you go. So you're just pulling over to the right, and imagine if you could bring your left hand to get a hold of the left side of your cheek and your chin. So bring it there and then let it go and then do it again. That's it. That's better, Allison. So feel, what do you need to do? That's it, through this area, calling it the shoulder girdle. That's beautiful, where you can bring this hand down so that you get a hold of your chin and your cheek. So you want to kind of be over the top and slightly behind, or directly over the top. You want to try to not let your head fall forward. So yeah, you don't want to be bending so much forward. There you go. Just slide it, and then, so see if you can come a little more, and then turn this hand so that you can get a hold of your cheek. Yeah. We'll just go slow with you. That's it. So however, that's it, Susan. However you feel what you can do so that you comfortably could wrap that left arm around your head and get a hold of your cheek. Okay? Okay, good. Pause and rest in sitting so you can bring your arms down. And see if you can change over the legs. So whichever leg is in front, switch it over. So it's behind. Bring your arms up again. And now let's change over the arms. So you're going to get a hold of your right wrist. And you start to pull your right wrist to the left, over the top of your head, kind of reaching down to get a hold of the left side of your cheek and face. Notice the breathing. So bring your arms up again. Nope. But let this move. Yeah.
Okay, I was keeping it too.
No, don't keep it. Yeah. So remember, the very first thing I told you is everything's related. So if you try to keep your trunk from moving, that will be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And then, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, that's better.
Now see if you can alternate, and that's good, Susan. You took a break when you need to, so that you once bring the right hand to get the left hand to get the right side of the face, and then you change, and then the right hand gets the left side. And as much as that we don't watch, if you want to watch, so there's very little movement that's happening in the head, right? So you see how much I'm doing here with the arm and this here, right? Not taking my face to it. Does that make sense? You can do that a little, but I really want you to play with what's happening here. Here, does that make sense? Here and here. You see that? Okay, so look for feeling it. Just play with it a little bit more, then we'll take a rest on your back. That's nice, Allison. Go slow, though. A little slower. Slower. I can tell you've been a good PT student, right? You've done so much, probably. Okay. Let it go and roll onto your back and rest. You'll just enjoy lying back down again. The floor gets very addictive when you get involved with this work, because you realize even sitting up for a brief moment takes more effort. Okay, so this time, go ahead and roll up to sitting, and you're going to sit with your left leg bent in front of you and the right leg bent behind. So your left leg is bent in front, that's it, good job. But bend it all the way, like this, bent in front of you, so that your left foot is near your crotch, that's it. And then bring the arms up again behind you, okay? And let's see. There you go. Okay, so you want to get a hold of your left wrist with your right hand and start to bring the left hand wrapped around you to get a hold of the right chin. Slide it.
Chin.
Yep,
chin.
The right chin. Chin preferably, but if cheek, that's good enough. Now you can lower your right hand down to the floor. That's it. And now holding on to your head this way, start to round yourself forward to direct your left elbow down towards the floor in front of you. So feel, what do you need to do now with your whole back and spine to come down and then come back up? That's it, David. And feel what you're doing with your back, your ribs. And once you touch the floor, see if you can almost do a sweeping movement with your elbow to come over to the left knee and then go over towards the left foot. So you're kind of sweeping the floor. Wow, that's it. While you're holding on in this strange position, that's it, Susan. Good. And you can use the right hand. See if you can let this relax a little bit. No, you can put it there, but just doesn't have to work so hard. And now use this part to sweep. Okay, and just come over here, that's it, like that. And then come back down over here. There. It's almost like you're making a circle. Should be absolutely effortless for your head and your arm and your bending. Good. And now see if you can sweep a little bit. So now come over here. Excellent. Beautiful. Feel what you're doing here. Excellent. Now let's see you sweep. That's it. Or mop. Beautiful. And then let this side of your pelvis bring you up. That's it. And then you can even go back down over here. That's it. There. Good. You're doing great, Allison. See if you can just let this all relax. There you go. Let me hold it. There. There. I can let go in here. That's it. So notice what's happening in your pelvis, your lower back, your ribs. Great. There you go. Just let, you don't have to do all that work here. Great. And come back up to sitting, roll onto your back and rest. You guys did great.
I think I know what you were doing.
You get another chance. Okay, bring yourself up to sitting again. Sit with your legs in the same way. So the left leg was bent at front, I think, and the right leg bent behind. And we're going to change the arms. So you're going to get a hold of your right wrist and pull your right wrist over to get a hold of the left side of your chin and place your left hand on the floor. We'll see what it's like to go this way. Wherever you're comfortable putting that left hand, and then you start to bend yourself forward. Your whole focus is taking your right elbow to the floor. So however you can get the right elbow, nothing's happening with your neck. Your head and your neck should feel light. You want to check in with your jaw, noticing if you're clenching. And then see if you can start to sweep the floor. That means you move left and right. Allow your body to be just really comfortable, folded on the floor, and feel what needs to happen in your pelvis, in your ribs. And at your convenience, you bring yourself up. Beautiful, Susan. You come up, and then you can lower yourself. For some of you, you've kind of discovered to make like a circle. That's nice. Okay, rest on your back. I have a feeling that you warmed up. This is a more, she did? Oh, good. Oh, good. But it is, this is a more active lesson than some other lessons. You guys are doing fantastic. Okay, once again, roll to your side, come up to sitting, and this time you're going to have your right leg bent in front and your left leg bent behind. And get a hold of your, above your head, your right wrist with your left hand. You pull the right hand over to get a hold of the left side of the cheek. Once you're there, you lower the left hand to the floor, to the ground, and you start to fold yourself forward. All you're thinking about is directing that right elbow to the ground, and then you start to sweep it along the floor. And you're really just using your left arm to just support yourself. There's no serious weight bearing, but it's just helping you there. And this is the more challenging way to go, because you kind of feel like you might fall over as you go to the right side a little bit.
My hip bone was stuck.
Again, pay attention to your breathing, your jaw, if you're clenching, if you are, back up a little bit. It's nice, Julie. I want you to see if you can let this just, soften. Beautiful. Okay, let this go more. Oh, there you go. That's it. I want you to do more there. Less with your head and just everything here for you. Let this relax. There you go. Okay, and slowly come back up. And let's just change over the arms. Keep your legs the same way. So that means you bring your arms up and get a hold of your left wrist. Pull the left wrist behind you to get a hold of your right cheek. Once you do, you put your right hand on the floor, and this will again be the much easier way. And you start to lower the left elbow to the floor. You are doing so great, Susan. And just sweep the floor. I don't know, I always felt like I was mopping the floor with my elbow. And I want you to just, that's it. And let's go back over this way. Once you get down, see if you can just go a little slower and really let all this, that's be, there. Just no work.
Can I hang out
Yeah,
there?
You can hang out here. You can hang out there. Just let all this kind of melt. Much better, Allison. You're starting to learn to melt.
My hips are tight.
You feel like the hips are... Okay, so yeah, you can see, you could just, see if you can just, let, there you go. Huh. This is a great position for you. Just let all this, there you go. Beautiful. Yeah, so see if you can let this, yeah. So I'll teach you another movement, is to let this, that first movement we did with the leg is real critical for you. So let this, there you go, and then just slide over here, and then come up. That's it.
Well, when I slide, I feel it in the...
There. So feel this. Ah, that's what you need. Ooh, there. All that.
It feels like it wants to click when I come to
that's the... okay. Don't worry about clicking's okay. There you go. Now, use this to help you bend down. There you go. Better. That's better. Good. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Just the birthday girl. That's it. See if you can let this. There you go. Okay. Slowly bring yourself up. Uncross the legs, roll onto your back, and rest. And just really take a moment to observe how you're lying there now on your back. Just first feel how the shoulders and that whole shoulder blade area is resting. And see if you're starting to feel and notice, it's almost as if something became alive in that area. It's really it's a challenging area for us to sense and become aware of. It often feels very kind of dead in there, if that makes sense. Just notice how much you can sense where your spine is, where the shoulder blades are, and the area in between the shoulder blades and the spine. And then also notice your breath and your breathing. So all of you have much more volume happening up underneath the clavicles and with your sternum. And if you really take notice of your breath, you will even notice it going into the shoulders. There's so much expansion underneath the clavicles that you can feel your shoulders actually have movement just from your breath. And now, as we did in the beginning, go ahead and roll your head real slowly to the left and to the right, slow enough that you can feel the quality of the movement now, how it feels to roll your head. So not sliding, let's start with the rolling, that's it. So it means that your chin comes closer to the shoulder. And again, instead of thinking so much of range, really witness the quality of the movement now. The smoothness of how you roll your head now. So if there was jaggediness and clicking or popping before or tightness, how most of that has disappeared. Really nice. And then come back to the center. And then let's do the sliding movement. So that's again where your nose stays pointed towards the ceiling and you slide the back of the head. Very nice, Allison, to the right and to the left. And just go a small amount, that's it. And again, just look for the quality. It's great if you can go a little bit further, but really what's much more useful is the quality of the movement. That there's a sense of ease, less effort, and if there was any pain or discomfort, that's left you now. Good. And then bring your head back to the center. And then just one more time, let's bring your arms over your head. Have your right hand get a hold of the left wrist. And just pull the arms over to the right, right? That's it. Just feel how easy that is now. And then go to the left. So go back and forth. And this should just feel really easy now. And if you want to change over so that the left hand is grabbing the right wrist and you pull a couple times, You can change over the grip. That's it, Susan. Nice. Okay, so what I'd like you to do now is just slowly take your time to roll to a side. You first pause to come kind of to sit, and then you can bring yourself up to standing. And we're going to just examine a few more things in standing before we take a break. Again, just take your time, and when you're ready to stand, go ahead and stand. And if you are up and standing, and again, there's no hurry, so just take your time. Everybody needs a different amount of time to come up. Just notice how you're standing on your feet, and notice the weight in your feet now. Sometimes the term that's been used is that, you know, you may feel more grounded, more connected with the earth. And then begin to notice how your shoulders feel now. And that whole shoulder girdle area. And if the space between your shoulders and your ears has largely increased, as if something really dropped, does that make sense? Like there's a huge space difference now. And then also notice just how you carry your head right now, just where it is. This is a challenging thing to notice on ourselves is the carriage of our head. But just how does it feel right now relative to the shoulder girdle area? Do you feel like the shoulders are scrunched up holding up your neck? Or because that whole girdle is dropped, it's almost like your head's kind of floating up here. There's a lightness to your head, yeah? So now go ahead and walk around and just notice how that feels walking. If you'd like to keep this, this feeling that you have. Notice how your arms just hang down by your sides. So what's really holding you up now is more your skeleton. Your skeletons become organized so that your muscles in the neck and shoulders don't have to be doing the work. Big difference? How are we doing? Good?
Yeah, I feel like my posture's better.
Posture's, yeah, great. So what we're going to do is we're just going to take a tiny break here if we can keep it close to like 5 minutes. Bathroom, then if you want to come back, if you need water. And we're going to return to the chairs when we come back. Okay? Sound good?
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. Sure. I have another appointment, but I wanted to get at least half of it.
Okay, just a second.